Christos Anesti.
Christos Anesti.
Christ is risen.
Truly he is risen.
Christos Anesti.
Christos Anesti.
From the beginning of time of organized warfare, there has been a position that has held much honor, more honor than any other position, higher than general, higher than footman, and that position is standard bearer, the flag bearer. This is the person, when soldiers are marching into battle, holds up the colors of what he and his soldiers represent. This is the person that is essentially putting a giant target on his chest, saying, "Kill me," because if that flag ever falls, all of the people around that flag bearer will lose hope, and the enemy could win. There is a very good reason why St. George, the trophy bearer, is the flag bearer of the martyrs. Living during the time of the great persecution of Emperor Diocletian, George was someone of legend already. His feats on the battlefield, his quick thinking as a general, lifted him up the ranks of the Roman army, all the way into Rome itself, which is saying a lot, because George was born in Cappadocia and grew up in Lydda, neither of which were strictly Roman towns. So for him to become one of the greatest generals of Rome, part of the elite guard of the emperor, said a lot about his valor, his courage, and his intelligence. St. George, however, when he heard that his master, the emperor, was going to start again the persecutions of the Christians, declared that the emperor had lost his mind. And standing in front of all of the senators and the generals of Rome, he declared, "This is foolishness. This is craziness. This is insanity." Emperor Diocletian was so confused at this moment that he couldn't even speak. His mouth just hung agape because he could not believe that a person that he trusted, a person he thought was more intelligent than any of his other generals, had dared speak against him. When the emperor finally found his voice, he thought that the general must be kidding. He must be joking. So he sent St. George to prison and had a giant boulder placed on his chest while he was in prison that night. And during the entire affair, St. George prayed. He prayed for strength. He prayed that God's glory be made manifest. The next morning, the emperor brought St. George into his presence, and St. George's chest cavity had been hollowed because of the rock. Certainly there would have been internal bleeding. Certainly St. George could barely stand. And the emperor said, "Will you renounce Christ now?" St. George croaked, "I will never, ever deny Christ. Do you think a little annoyance is going to stop me?" The emperor, incensed, decided to build a giant wheel, similar to that that was used on St. Catherine, full of blades and hooks and barbs. And he chained St. George to this wheel and began to spin it. And although several people fainted from seeing the gore and the blood splash from St. George's back, not once did St. George cry out in pain. He held it in with courage until finally he stopped talking, because while he was there, he was praying. The emperor thought, "I've won. George is dead." It is for this reason now that we hear the epistle of today. For those that paid attention, we hear the story of an angel coming and rescuing Peter from prison. At that time, an angel came and rescued Peter. St. George, and touched him and said, "You will bring glory to God." St. George got up and walked to the emperor and presented himself, "I am here, I am George the Christian." St. George would go on with many other tortures, and every single time his tortures would be counteracted by an angel. One particularly barbaric torture, they dug a trench and filled it with quick-acting lye. Lye is used to dissolve everything except bones, and even bones on occasion if there's enough lye. For 3 days, St. George was buried in this lye, and after the third day, they dug him up and found him whole and alive. Finally, the emperor thought, "Surely this is witchcraft. Surely this is sorcery. What sorcery are you doing, George? You are doing this so that you can get glory, not for your Christ." But St. George said, "No, it is the work of my Lord and my God and my Savior, Jesus Christ." They brought in a wizard of their own named Athanasios, who could not replicate the works of St. George. St. Athanasios ended up converting. St. George's courage, faith, and intelligence was so great that even the Empress Alexandra, Diocletian's wife, was changed and became a Christian. Finally, she declared herself to be Christian, and the emperor declared that both she and George were to be beheaded. My brothers and sisters in Christ, the flag bearer is the person that stands tall, is not afraid of death, and considers the standard that he holds far more important than his earthly life. St. George did not do what he did for the glories that we heap on him today. He did it only for his Christ, and he did it so that other martyrs, and there would be many, many more martyrs. All of the great names of the saints, by and large, come from this period of martyrdom, and George, the great and glorious saint, started them. Therefore, it is for this reason that St. George, the trophy bearer, brings his cross, brings the banner of victory of the martyrs forward. It is for this reason that we see our clergy wearing red out of victory for the martyrs. St. George is often depicted slaying a dragon. And while this story is a true story of St. George slaying a certain serpent, some historians say that it was a massive crocodile, we must understand the allegory that is present. St. George did not destroy a physical dragon. He destroyed the spiritual one. For as I said, all of the enemies of the army want to kill the flag bearer. And the enemy of St. George was the devil, that dragon. And so he sought so hard to kill St. George, to get him to convert, to get him to put down his flag. But St. George would not. St. George conquered the dragon, conquered the devil by the grace of Christ, who he never lost sight of. I encourage all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, adversity will come to you. We don't have to seek it out. Pain and suffering and all manner of hardships are part of our daily lives, of everyone's daily life. I invite you to take the example of St. George the trophy bearer and triumphantly carry your cross, the cross that Christ has honored you to carry. Carry it to fulfillment. He will give you the strength. He will never leave you. He will send his angels to strengthen you as he did to St. George, and to St. Peter in the epistle. Become that flag for other people. Become the rallying point for all Christians to come to God and to know that He conquers all things. Christ is risen.